You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. One good guest deserves another, and we've got a dynamite one for you to round out the program this evening. Sonny Landham first broke into mainstream film with a bit part as a police officer in Walter Hill's gang film The Warriors, then other roles in Southern Comfort and Poltergeist before being cast in his first major role as James Remar's gun-happy criminal partner in the high-voltage hit 48 Hours. Sonny continued to turn up in high testosterone films in the 1980s, including the action sci-fi film Predator, Lock Up, and Action Jackson. He's worked with a variety of Hollywood A-listers, including Eddie Murphy, Craig T. Nelson, Nick Nolte, Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Sizemore, Sylvester Stallone, Sharon Stone, Donald Sutherland, Jesse Ventura, Caldwell-Weathers. The list goes on and on and on, and it is great to have him back tonight. Sonny, my friend, how are you?
And I tell you what, I've got a special surprise for you.
It's what you got for me?
That really dislikes Obama and gets angry every time he sees him on television.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hi.
I'm Melinda.
I'm Mo.
Melinda.
I'm Melinda.
Okay.
Mo, it is great to talk to you. It is great to talk to Mo. After I've heard so much about him, that is, if you don't know, that is Sonny Landham's son.
You're 7 years old. Yes, indeed.
Yes, February the 28th is my birthday.
And he said to tell you, February the 28th is his birthday.
And how old did he turn, Sonny?
He turned seven.
7 years old. God bless you.
He is a purple belt in karate. And he would have been. Yes, he would have already have had his brown belt and been working on his red. If I was in the hospital here in January and the snow and back here with the ice and everything. And after my back surgery, I can't afford to go outside in the ice. Are you there?
Yeah, and we were talking about that earlier, not to give away the topic of the hour. I want to banter a little bit with you first, as we always do so well. But we're going to be talking about Obamacare and a lot of other things as the hour rolls on. But before we get into that, yeah, I just want to remind people that Sonny Landham was one of our very first guests on this show upon its inception. And he came down, and we've told this story before, but I always love to retell it. He came down and was our keynote speaker right with a couple of months after the Political Cesspool first took to the airwaves. When we got to that restaurant, it was standing room only. I knew that we might have something worth keeping on our hands. And I have just, he's been a part of this for the entire run of the program. He is the only guest to ever do an interview with us live from his hospital bed. You remember that show, Sonny?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you what. That's, they'll think I'm on my deathbed.
Well, you weren't on your day. You made a good comeback. You got more vigor than I do. And listen, this guy will wear you out. We went down to a casino together, and I had to go to bed. I couldn't keep up with Sonny. This was a few years ago. We had a great steak dinner. I've told this story too. You walked up. They were sold out of rooms. I said, Sonny, they're sold out of rooms. You said, no, they're not. He walks up, gets a comped, palatial suite like Alibaba or something, and then he's got the maitre d' serving him this flawless steak, and we just had a great night. But Sonny was still going strong, winning money, when I said, I've got to go to bed, because we had an event the next day. I mean, I just had a lot of great memories with this man. He's a dear friend of the family. My wife and I went up to his wedding, and we brought him down to Memphis a couple of times for some radio-related events, and we could talk about that for the rest of the hour, and it'd be good radio. And, you know, we could talk about your career in films, which we did. I want to encourage people to go back to the Broadcast Archives program dated December 31st, 2011. We talked about the behind the scenes of making Predator. We've just had some great memories together, and I just wanted to remind people of that and to tell you, Sonny, how much you mean to my whole family, my mother, my father. We love you.
Well, you all mean a lot to me, buddy. I mean, you're like family to me. And I'm just sorry we haven't spent more time together. I have to ask, how's your mother and father doing? You told me they were in Houston the other day.
That's right, they were, and they're on their way back home right now. So by the time I get back to the house from the studio, I should be reunited with my wife and two children who went with my parents for a little quick getaway. I needed to put my nose to the grindstone and get some work done. You know how that is. And
yeah.
They went away, a little quick 3 or 4 day trip down to Houston, and they'll be back, and thank you for asking.
No, well, I'll tell you what. We'd love to get away, but it's just it's been such a mess back here, you know, with surgeries and doctors. You know, I had a back surgery, and I was down on two canes, and every time I'd go to put one foot down, I'd think I was going to throw up. I'd put the other one down, I'd think I was going to throw up, even with those canes. And this Dr. Philip Tibbs here in Lexington operated on me, did I think it's a lasectomy. I said it one night, I said it, slipped up and said vasectomy, and talking to people, and Jessica says, no, it was a vasectomy. well, I know they cut on me. but it was an L1 to L5 in the back vertebrae. And the next morning, when they got me up out of bed, I want you to know, pain was still there, but it was nothing. Like, you know, my pain went from 100 plus down to about a 3. And man's he's a great surgeon.
I was so glad to hear that yesterday, because I know you've had some issues in the last few years. And now, you know, as people might not know, you're in your 70s now. And as I was telling you, you know, you've only got about 3 or 4 good decades left in you before you're going to start slowing down. So you can't be too careful.
Yeah, same age Ronald Reagan was when he ran for president.
How about that?
Oh, and people, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
We're fortunate, though. We have a great man running this time.
That's it.
And
who's your horse?
So I'm endorsing Ted Cruz.
You like Cruz?
I'm with Ted Cruz. Holy Mo. Don't do that. I can't hear, hon. This man is a true conservative. And even Alan Dershowitz said, he's the DNA expert on the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right.
He said that Ted Cruz was the smartest law student he ever had in his class at Harvard.
Let's pick up on that when we come back. We got to take our first break of the hour. We've already gotten an endorsement from Sonny Landham, getting a head start on 2016.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
I was just looking at the Get Prepared Expo schedule. 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. Aaron Dakins, Emergency Hydration. Dr. Judy Wood, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Free Energy-Directed Technology on 9/11. Dr. Norman Shealy, Lower Your Blood Pressure, Increase Your Endurance. Judy Dollarhite, Water Filtration at Home and on the Go. John Moore, Violent Climate Change, Should You Relocate? Then at 11 o'clock, Mike Ma, How to Negotiate, Bribe, and Barter for Your Life. Tony Pache, Long-Term Food Storage Plans for Your Survival. Matt Stein, When Disaster Strikes. Roy Birdsong, How Cell Phones Work. Get a Cell Phone Plan for $8 a month. Harry Cooper, History's Big Lies. Hitler and His Wife Did Escape to Argentina. Glenn Meter, Survival Still and Water Distillation During an Emergency. And Stormin' Norman Cantwell, Doing the Unthinkable to Defend Your Life. And that's just 2 hours. We have 13 more to go. The last weekend in March. Tickets just $8 online at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Sonny Landham here with us. If you have not watched Predator lately, I mean, this is a movie very iconic when it comes to action and science fiction. I mean, it spawned one of the great franchises of that genre. And, you know, we've got the guy on the air with us right now who probably has the most memorable scene in the whole movie. And it was a star-studded cast. Well, check it out. You know, it's always tempting when we have Sonny on to talk about those behind-the-scenes moments in Hollywood, and we did that, and we've done it, and hopefully we'll do it again. But check out that interview we had with him on December 31st. It was New Year's Eve night back in 2011. It was a really fun show learning about all that stuff that you wouldn't know unless you had inside access, and thankfully Sonny gave it to us. But Sonny, before we start talking about the future and candidates and things like that, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about some of these issues with health, and when we were catching up the other day, you know, we observe that we are both obviously people at two different stages of life, but both suffering from this oppressive redistribution of the wealth, masquerading around as, I guess they want to call it, health care. You know, you retired, you shared with me, from the Screen Actors Guild, and you were set to have health care for life. And I don't want you to tell the audience how much you're paying for the health care, but now that's been taken from you and you're having to pay back in.
No, I don't mind. If you made so much money, during during the year, you were eligible for free health care the next year, and discounted residuals, working, and everything. And for 20 years, I had my health care paid for. Then, when I retired, I had to start, paying for it at the time to continue my health care. Now, because I wasn't, and a lot of times, I would earn, the year in residuals and wouldn't have to pay. But when I reached 65 as retired, I automatically went on to help Medicare, with Medicare, you know that I pay, I pay $100 and some odd a month, 15, 14, I don't know exactly what it is. And they started with my health care with Screen Actors Guild. I was paying $25. Now, this was supposed to be part of my retirement, free health care the rest of my life. And they started charging me $25 a month or $100 a quarter. Now, I am paying, last year I was upped to $100 a month, which is $300 a quarter. So, I mean, this is 400 times what I was supposed to be paying to begin with.
Well, and of course, you know, we're obviously not talking about a lot of money there, but it's the principle, and some people are getting pinched a lot more than that. I mean, you had paid in through the Screen Actors Guild.
You know, this is a benefit of my labors, and that has been taken away by Obamacare. And I mean, it's not the worst in the world, but that's why I don't have trouble getting a doctor, is because, see, this was a Cadillac plan. Now they're talking about charging, taxing you for your Cadillac plans. This is in the bill. These people who, now like you, you took the Medicare. Ted Cruz, when he took the Medicare, he had to do it due to the fact that he had to take his wife worked for Goldman Sachs, and she had health care, which covered herself and the family and her husband and two girls. Well, when he announced for president, she took unpaid leave from Goldman Sachs, and therefore, she is now. He had to take take Obamacare, because that is what you have to do as a congressman.
As anyone, you don't have any choice at all, and you're either going to take it or you're going to pay a fine. And if you don't mind me interrupting, Sonny, I mean, what is your overall opinion on Obamacare? I mean, just break it down in general, just the whole thing as a whole.
For the first thing, the reason I get my doctors and who I want is because I have that Cadillac plan that pays the difference from Medicare. Now, I think Medicare is like $140 or $50, deductible. My health care insurance is $500, and the family is $500 or $2,500 per family. And so, we get a break there. But with Obamacare, what these people are learning, they are paying more. And they are getting stuck with $6,000. I think you told me your deductible is $12,000 for the family.
That's right.
And the normal family doesn't pay that kind of money.
Well, I will share with the audience, I don't know if I've said this publicly, but yeah, I was telling Sonny that, I mean, that's exactly right. So, we had a really good plan that covered the whole family. We're a family of four, and I was paying, I think, $300 or $400 a month for our coverage, which was good coverage. It was an 80-20 plan, and it was just good benefits. Well, now we're paying $900 a month, okay, for insurance, and you have to spend $5,000, or it was actually $5,000 and $10,000, or $5,000 and $11,000 were the deductibles. $5,000 per person, $11,000 for family before any benefits come into play. So basically, you're only insured against some catastrophic wreck or plane crash or cancer or something like that. You're paying a $900 a month premium, and then you're out of pocket your first $5,000 before any benefits kick in. So, you know, and that was the best plan we could get and still have, you know, some level of coverage as opposed to paying the fines. Now, I know there's some alternative means out there, and Sam Bushman, our producer, has put me in touch with some of those. They're definitely worth looking into, and I wish I'd have switched over already to something like that. But, you know, so I ask you, Sonny, who is benefiting from Obamacare and who's not?
The insurance companies, because of the windfall that they are told that they will make the government will make up the difference on all these policies of people that are getting getting subsidies. Now here's the trick: they have that just came out the other day before yesterday that only 4% of the people were correct on their subsidies. Now, that means that people that are expecting money back from the government are going to be charged for the substances that they got last year for health care.
Hold it right there, my friend. Another break. It's commercial radio. God knows. We got to take a time out, but we will be back. More with Sonny Landon. We're going to take some questions from the audience. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, I am busy typing. I'm trying to walk and chew bubblegum here. I'm typing into the fans assembled in our online chat room. They've got a lot of questions for Sonny, and also trying to host the show at the same time. And we're going to transition into some of these questions, but I want to wrap up this conversation that we're having, Sonny, on insurance at first and, you know, socialized health care. And it is just a great redistribution of the wealth. Insurance companies may profit to some extent. I'm sure they're not going to go without getting their share. But, you know, basically talking about, you know, here I am, this working class guy trying to live by the book, you know, pay my taxes, you know, clock into work every day. I'm getting just pinched to the point of, you know, the breaking point to just to provide my family with, you know, very substandard health care compared to the plan that we had before we were forced to switch over. And believe me, there was no choice about it. It was either, you know, take it or have nothing and pay a fine. And, you know, at the same time, while we're getting pinched and you had, you know, worked a full career and retired from the Screen Actors Guild and we're supposed to have health care for the remainder of your life, and now that's not the case.
Let me break in here on this thing. You're telling all of these uneducated voters, the idiots out there, did you know, did they want Obama money? You know, you ever hear the woman up in Michigan talking about getting Obama money? Where's Obama get it? Obama. I don't know where he gets it, but it's Obama. I'm getting me some of that Obama money. I'm getting me an Obama phone. Well, let me tell you something, folks. This thing, you talk about the poor people. If the poor people had $6,000 or $11,000, to begin with, they would have gone out and gotten their insurance. You know, I mean, they would just pay for, or they would pay for their, you know, they would pay for their trips to the doctor. This is a fallacy that they have gotten insurance because it doesn't kick in. You know, you talk about somebody who's, what is the poverty line, $19,000?
I'm not sure.
You're asking what, over half of it for the family? You're asking for a third of it with $6,000.
Well, I mean, people, certainly.
I mean, this tax time, you they're going to get hit badly.
Well, I think certainly the non-producers, the support groups of the regime, you know, the welfare recipients, the illegal aliens,
yeah,
I mean, they are...
They're getting hosed. They're getting hosed by the regime and don't know it. You know, this is like, you can keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your pharmacist. You know, this is all BS. And this is, you know, look, Obama is a black liar. And if you're from the South, you've heard the expression, you're a black liar. Well, these are black lies that Obama has told. And even my seven-year-old son sees him on the television and says, there's that ugly guy again. You know, he... now, you want to talk about... Oh, you want to talk about your book about being a racist, not being ashamed of being a racist?
Something along those lines.
I want to get this in. I was never PC, and I did a interview. It's online with the a journal with the Courier Journal in Louisville, and we were talking about the Arabs. I said I'm an American first. And what's good for America is good for me. If it's not good for America, I'm against it. And I said, with all these Arabs, I'd blow them all back into the sand.
Just you've always
eradicate.
Said
and I would even use the A-bomb on them.
Well.
And they said to me, why did you use the word camel dung shovelers? So I said, all the camel dung shovelers. I said, well, what did you prefer I use, rag heads or towel heads? I'm not PC.
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, we certainly agree that they're a net drag, and they're certainly incompatible with Western civilization. But I don't quite go as far as you do on the turning the sand to glass, because it's not even worth the bomb. But, all right, here's the thing. We've got a lot of questions coming in, and it's hard. It's never enough time with Sonny Landham, and it is so hard to have a guy like Sonny on and not take the bait to go back and look into movies just a little bit. And we've got a lot of questions from the fans. They've piled in to hear you tonight, and I want to work some of those in if we can. But this actually ties into something you just said, Sonny, talking about being politically incorrect as you are. How did you cope in Hollywood as a conservative, or did you let that be known at the time that you were working so frequently?
I told them right up front, I ain't PC, never have been, never will be, and I call a spade a spade.
Well, or black liar.
Never voted Democrat and never will.
Well, and so do you think that you got blackballed to some extent because of that? You know, not going along with prevailing direction there.
Probably in some corners, a lot of the people, I think, had the same feelings, but were afraid to say them. You know, I don't care. You know, my life is not predicated on being a lie. I will tell you up front. Now we can disagree. I know that you lean libertarian, and
on some issues, I guess.
What?
I said on some issues. I mean, we agree much more than we don't, but there are areas we disagree, like any adults would.
I'm saying, you and I could talk about them. With these liberal communists, Muslims, there is none. Look at this idiot up here in the White House. You know, they have said, ISIS has said that they were coming to the White House and behead Obama. Do you know that Joe Biden and 62% of Americans said, "What the hell is taking you so long?"
Well, you know, they normally don't eat their – well, I guess they do sometimes. I mean, Obama is a Muslim, I guess, so, you know, there's that. But
if he's not a Muslim, then you know, he has the Muslim Brotherhood in his administration. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran, and he's talking about doing a treaty with them, but it won't be in writing. You know, what is this, shake hands? Have these people ever studied, which I have, Far Eastern history, and studied Mohammed? The idea of Mohammed was, okay, we organize the Muslim religion, and now we go out and start converting people. If you don't convert, we kill you. They take this territory and they move on.
And there's no doubt. Listen, and we talk about this a lot, and there's no doubt about it. If you know, the Christians of the West didn't stop the Muslim invasion, then none of us would be here right now. I mean, they're just incompatible. And, you know, this is why we should have a separation of cultures. This is why, you know, each of us should have our own part of the world, and there shouldn't, you know, be immigration, in terms of permanent residency. You know, these people shouldn't be allowed to come over. And, you know, incompatible people don't mix. And it's not just them, though.
Do you remember what John Mills said? John Mills was a member of the English Parliament, and he was one of the most liberal people on God's green earth. And, I mean, he was for women's suffrage. He was I mean, now we're going back into way back, was it 17 or 1800s? And he was, you know, he was all of these different liberal things. He himself said that no country can have a divided culture.
Absolutely.
You have to, if you come into my culture, you have to assimilate. We don't assimilate to you. You assimilate to us. And he said, without that, you will be destroyed. Now, this,
you know, it's hard.
This is a liberal that said that. Not
well, he's me. Right. I mean, he's right. Listen, I mean, that, you know, a broken clock right twice a day, so on and so forth. And, I mean, you know, that's absolutely right. Listen, we got another break. And then we've got one more segment with Sunday. Where has this hour gone, I tell you, tonight? Both of these guests. This has gone by even faster than the last, if it's possible. But, Sunday, when we come back, we've got a lot of people asking questions. I want to work through as many as we can, and they're all across the board.
Okay.
Some questions about Hollywood, some questions about Predator, some questions about current affairs. So we're going to come back. I'm going to ask them as quick as I can, and we'll keep our answers as short as possible so we can accommodate as many people as possible. We'll be back right after this.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, one more segment. Where's the time going? Sunny, we're going to have to make haste to work in some of these questions, and I'm glad that the people are there and listening and enjoying the show tonight. I do love you, Sunny. Great friend, great man. You know, we disagree on some things, as any you know, adults will do. I don't agree with anybody 100% of the time, myself included.
No.
But But we're conservative, you know, conservatives, you know, and you said libertarian, you know, maybe on a few issues. I consider myself a genuine conservative, and I know that you do, too, on a lot of these issues. And it's great to have discussions, the likes of which you're not going to find anywhere else. And that's what this show's all about. So here's some questions for you.
One of the things, Jim, that I would do is I would legalize drugs.
All right, hit me with that.
You're not going to have any more or any less people doing drugs because you legalized them. But once you take the money out of it, you take the criminals out of it.
Well, I guess that's true. There's a point to be made there. I guess if you decriminalize it, it's not a criminal act anymore. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, I guess there is a deterrent.
You can't turn around and make laws against people's own freedoms.
Well, I mean, what kind of drugs are we talking about? You're talking about any drug, anytime, anywhere?
I am talking about any drugs. Look, they went into Afghanistan, and they didn't blow away the poppy fields, did they? So that means politicians or somebody is making money off of the poppy.
Now, you know, and that is something my co-host who's not here tonight, Eddie Miller, would love to get into it with you on, because he is in firm agreement with you on that, that they, you know, there is government agencies that are making money on the illicit drug trade. I will agree with you on that. I got to get to these questions, though. We've asked this before, as quick as possible or as quick as you'd like. The cast of Predator, what was it like to work with those guys?
Terrific guys, every one of them. And you know, like Arnold was a total gentleman. It was a great cast. It was a fun cast. We had a lot of fun together. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better group of guys.
We talked about that, your experience behind the scenes on Predator on that show I referenced earlier, December 31st, 2011, for an hour. That was filmed on location in, where was it, Panama, Venezuela? Puerto Vallarta. Oh, it was in Mexico.
Then they went down to the southern tip of Mexico.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, you've got to hear the behind-the-scenes story on that, because we don't have the time to get into it right now, but just listen to Sonny's take on that in that interview, the previous interview he had with us, or one of them. That was the date of that particular interview. All right, what about this guy? I really don't know how you're going to answer this, so this may be we'll find out. Nick Nolte.
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's a question.
What's the question?
Well, what about him? What was your experience with him? What was he like,
was
I guess, is what they're
friends.
Asking.
And played a lot of golf together.
You still with us, Sonny?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, did you take a tumble? Ah, well, good. At least it wasn't you.
But Nick Nolte was a hell of a guy, and a hell of an interesting guy. And, you know, it was just, I could tell you, Nick and Sonny and Gary Busey and stories that, what was his name? Can't think of the guy's name. But, I mean, it was a great time. It was great fun. And I knew Nick for over the years. And, you know, he called me a few weeks ago. And just it was really good to hear from him.
Well, that's a great story, and somebody had asked specifically about your relationship with him, so I wanted to relay that. And again, folks, I mentioned at the top of the show in Sunday's introduction, I mean, he's worked with everybody. Just the list is astonishing. This is an interesting question, not related to Hollywood, but they want me to ask you your opinion on this, that the media and the left promotes mass immigration into the United States by using American Indians as political props, and they want to know what your take on that is. You know, the feeling from that community towards illegal immigration, Sonny?
This is Obama's ship, SHIP ship.
FCC, you didn't get us.
No, I got it, bullship. And he does... We have nothing to do And the thing about no borders, anybody can cross. So, you know, the people that say they're coming to behead Obama, you know, they're coming to the White House to behead Obama. Well, mm-hmm. they just walk across the border down there. And the person that rapes your daughter just walked across the border.
You know, you brought up a good point. Yeah, they're going to have a hard time getting into the White House, but they are not going to have a hard time getting to our front door, Sonny, because the borders to our house are wide open. To get to Obama, that's a little more difficult. But, you know, well, he protects himself, but he leaves us out there.
Tell you what, at my house, I have an open door policy. You open it, come in, and the cardinal will carry you out.
I know you and my dad have had great discussions about guns and, y'all's both affection for the right.
I remember when I spoke down there that you and several people got up and were praising about your permission to carry a gun. And my retort was, that is ridiculous. Any law against guns or ammunition is illegal.
That's true. Well, listen, that's absolutely true. You're talking
gun, whether they want to carry it on their bathing suit in the open, or whether they want to carry it under their coat. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather be caught holding a gun on somebody and blowing their tail away than have them rape, rob, or plunder me or my family.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just, you know, that is, to me, it's just astonishing that there can even be another side to that so-called debate. I mean, the God-given right for people to defend themselves and to protect themselves, you know, how could anyone be against that? Well, I mean, there are, of course, reasons, but not rational ones. I mean, obviously, they want defenseless population so the government can do whatever they want to with you, and they want people to not be proficient in firearms, and they're getting their way with that. A lot of people are giving up their right to carry because it's just a hassle, or they've been brainwashed into believing that there's something wrong with that.
Well, do you know in Illinois it's illegal to wear and have a bulletproof vest?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the stupid laws.
That's not even talking about carrying a gun. That's talking about a bulletproof vest. I mean, what can you do with that?
Protect yourself.
So it's true that they are making it criminal to protect yourself. And this is, you know, not necessarily related to the question, but it's good that we got on this and touched the issue of gun rights because, I mean, a firm believer, and your point's well taken, Sonny. Certainly, we should not have to ask permission or go through this class and get the government's blessing to do something that is a human right, a basic.
Well, see, Obama, they've been through Homeland Security buying up all this ammunition.
That's right. No, you're absolutely.
See, in other words, what they're afraid of is that this guy, Obama, and his attorney general, well, they're both faggots in my estimation. Yes, I said faggots. Now sue me. But these people, they don't do anything to stop the blacks from carrying guns and harassing people on the street. But they want to jump up and protect them, when a cop shoots them. Well, I mean, they don't go out there and shoot somebody who was in church singing in the choir, i.e. Ferguson, inciting riots and inciting people to shoot two policemen in Ferguson. Now, this man should be impeached both of them, and they should be in jail.
Well, no, no argument for me on that. Of course, you know, the lackluster Republican opposition is the problem.
Lackluster, spineless bastards.
Hey, 2 seconds. How do people get in touch with you? Do you still have a website?
No, but they can call me at area code.
Wait, hang on. I just want to tell them, email me and I'll get you in touch with Sonny. If anybody wants to follow up with Sonny, email me through the show. We'll get them in touch. We're out of time. Sonny, love you. Talk to you next time.
Love you. Talk to you next time. God bless you.